You are listening to the Global Countdown on Monocle Radio, and it's the second part of a special springtime two-parter, toe tappers, music to fit the mood, longer evenings, early summer sunshine, that kind of vibe. Our Fernando Augusto Pacheco is the man tasked with bringing the sunshine. Faye?
And good vibes.
Sunshine and good vibes. Now, keen-eared listeners will recall from last week, we set a very nice tempo. It was synthy. It was easy. It was upbeat. Is it more of the same this time around? Tell me what's informed your selections.
More of the same. In fact, the first song we're going to hear, it's funny, this band, because it is a vibe in itself. There's a lot of kind of instrumentals. It's very gentle. It's perfect for, you know, a dinner party. It's spring, you know, you can serve your guests outside, hopefully. I love this track, and I think they are very creative. It's funny because our last artist last time was Beyoncé, and I said that, you know, she grew up in Texas. And I believe this band, they are also from Texas, and also very much loved, especially by people here in the office. It's Krungbing. They have a new album, A La Sala, and if I may say, people should buy the new Monaco issue. I wrote a review of their album, A La Sala. But let's have a listen to Pom Pom by Krungbing. It, you know, it is a vibe. And you know what, Tom, I need to go to Texas now. There's so much like interesting musicians coming from there. I think next time I go to the US, that's definitely on my list.
Incredibly interesting and diverse music scene, seemingly.
Absolutely. Definitely need to go there.
Okay, so a few Texas stars from the Lone Star State. Who do we find at number four, though, Fernando?
Something completely different. We're heading to Hong Kong. And in fact, this song, I have to say, I was inspired by David Stevens. I know he did a special selection.
And it's not often you hear that.
He did a special selection of music for our Chiefs Conference in Hong Kong. So, of course, there's been plenty of artists, a lot of canto pop. And this lady we're going to hear, she's a 76-year-old lady, and she's iconic. She's a great actress. She won several awards, but she's also a musician. So we're going to hear some elegant disco from Hong Kong, I believe from the late 70s. So we do like to add some old tracks as well. This is Dini Ip with King King Tan. It's so good.
Faye, that is old, proper old school.
King and Tan, wow.
Good stuff. That's powerful 70s, late 70s disco vibes.
Thank you, Dave.
That's my kind of era.
Yes, well. I wonder now, because the next track, again, I like today, actually, the songs are very different to each other. Are you a big fan of Finnish Afro Trap?
I mean, Faye, clear the way. Let me through. Absolutely.
Maybe I've scared you a bit, but this song is amazing. It's a new song from Finland. It's been topping the charts there. It's by two of the biggest names in Finnish music at the moment. I was talking to our, you know, late Marco Sippi. Don't worry.
He's not late, Faye.
He's still alive.
You mean our former colleague, yes.
Our former colleague, Marco Sippi.
He's very much still alive.
He's very much alive. He's also a big fan. This is Ege Zulu and Ben with Tunista Tuntin. It's
that
groovy.
Was Faye. Faye was clicking his fingers there. I think you might have heard that, listeners. So what are we talking? Finnish trap, something?
So I don't know. He's a big name in Finnish Afro trap. I mean, it's a big scene there in Finland. And Ben, she's a more popular pop star, you know.
Okay.
So and I think the combination between both of them makes a perfect hit for the spring.
Okay. I'm just letting that one sink in for a moment. You've thrown me slightly there, Faye. Where have we got up to? Was that number three or number four?
That was number three. And I'm going to throw you again.
Because we are going all over the shop. What have you got at number two?
It's crazy. It's another old track from Brazil, this time from the mid-80s, which I think is, I love the mid-80s in Brazil. Because, of course, we had a little bit of bossa nova, but we had the Brazilian new wave movement as well. And I think the combination of both, it was perfect. Some people might say slightly cheesy even, but I don't think...
Surely not one of your selections, Fernando.
Yeah, I don't think he's cheesy. He's Vinicius Cantuária. I mean, I think not many people outside Brazil would know him, but I think they should. And that's why I've added to the playlist. It's a lovely track. It's called Só Você, Only You. Let's have a listen.
So give me a sense, Fernando. What would Vinicius there? What was he? Is there a video that goes with that track, or what would he have been rocking? Was it some like folded up sleeves and a bit of that action?
Absolutely. And the cover of that album is amazing. There's a lot of kind of reds and purples and a bit, kind of, I don't know. You can't really see his face. It's quite mysterious. And the track says, "I hug you and few things I can't say." It's just, yeah. If you're in Ipanema, think if you're in Ipanema Beach in 1984. Listening to this track.
I might have been there.
And having a caipirinha in hand. That's the vibe. That's the vibe I want to project here.
Good beachside vibes. And it's good because that is taking us, that's nudging us even beyond spring into early summer, which I like, throwing it forwards. Look, we've reached the end of our 2-part, 10-track springtime countdown. Who do we find at the top of the freshly blooming tree?
You know what? You mentioned to me that you like the 70s. Don't worry. This is a brand new track. It just came out. But it feels very 70s in a way. But also, this band is quite interesting. They're from France, Papoose. But they speak English amazingly. So you wouldn't even know that they were French. And again, they are touring.
Always a benefit.
I don't know. Yes. They're touring around Europe at the moment. So there's some touches of a little bit of bossa nova, a little bit of 70s rock from the US. So a lot of amazing influences as well. I want to hear your take on that. It's Papoose. It hurts me. Silence at the end of the phone. It hurts me, distracts me from your love. You can't feel it. Tell me. I like it, Fernando.
Yeah. There's some kind of maybe a little bit of Debbie Harry vibes going in there, this kind of thing. I see what you were getting at.
Absolutely. I mean, and who doesn't love Debbie Harry, right?
Faye. Good selection. I can scarcely... Maybe it's just a lack of familiarity. I've not been in the Global Countdown chair. Maybe because I've had a bit of a breather, I've lost some of my critical faculties. But I think a really nice mix. And I'm delighted that we're going to hear a number of the tracks from this week and last week through the playlist. If people do tune in to Monaco Radio Live and hear more of the music... Any other little gems in there that maybe you couldn't fit into these that people should be listening out for?
There's plenty of gems there. I think we've been adding a lot of Japanese music. I think that's even the J-pop market. I think people should find out a little bit more about that. It's not just K-pop. So I think if you look at Japan, there's a lot of new artists and, of course, some old city pop classics as well.
Check it out, people. Fernando, always a delight. Thanks for bringing us up to speed with a 2-week special of the Global Countdown.